Well, I got scammed by a couple of dishonest vendors on Amazon.com. And I'm going to tell you about that to give you a heads up. But this is also an update about GPUs, graphics cards, local AI inference, things like that. So welcome. I'm Mike Adams, AI developer. You can check out my most popular project, which is our book creation engine. That's at brightlearn.ai. Now, over 28,000 books have been published there. That makes us the most prolific book publisher in the world, by far. Almost 8,000 authors. Let's see, almost 200,000 downloads of the books, all free. So you can check it out at brightlearn.ai. Now, one of the things we're working on is generating audiobooks, full-length audiobooks to make them available free of charge. Now, a full-length audiobook can be many hours in duration. And it turns out that generating hours of audio is rather expensive and difficult, time-consuming. And that's assuming you can get good quality audio. And I've been looking around for months trying to figure out the best engine to use. I've tried all the mainstream engines. I've tried Google, Gemini, OpenAI, TTS, everything that's out there. And then along came, just a week ago or so, or whatever it was, Qwen 3 TTS, which was put out as an open source text-to-speech engine, that's what TTS stands for, by Alibaba. I think that's Alibaba. Anyway, they put it out for free. I downloaded it, installed it, and started generating voices, and I was blown away. This was the best. I mean, it beats Google. It beats OpenAI, and it's free. Now, of course, it's free if you have the local compute, so it's not really free. I mean, you have to pay electricity, you have to buy the hardware, you have to have the graphics cards. But it's still, it's not an API where you have to pay Google. I don't want to pay Google anything if I can avoid it, you know? So I want to do this locally. So I decided, well, this is awesome. This is how we're going to generate free audiobooks for everybody. And I'm going to need a bunch more graphics cards, like faster, higher-end cards. And so I went on to Amazon, and I found what I thought was a good deal on the 5090 cards, you know, the NVIDIA GeForce, and I even talked about it on a podcast. I couldn't believe the price was so low. Well, it turns out, yeah, it was a scam. I'm sorry to tell you that. So what happens is you order the cards, and let's just say they're $1,000, you know, just to use a round number. So you pay Amazon $1,000, and then the vendor, not Amazon itself, but a third-party vendor, will then ship you, in my case, they ship me a $3 USB cable in a small envelope with a tracking number so that they can say to Amazon, we shipped it, and it was delivered, and here's the tracking number, and there it is. And I almost didn't even notice it. I'm like, what is this USB cable? I thought at first maybe it's some shipment from months ago or something that got delayed or something. Because, you know, here's a $3 USB cable. I'm like, I don't remember ordering that, but okay. So, you know, I put that on the shelf. And then a few days later, I'm like, where are the graphics cards? You know? Well, it was a scam. They never shipped the graphics cards. And so I had to get back in touch with Amazon. To their credit, they said they would issue the refund as soon as I returned the shipment, which is the cable. So I'm in the process of doing that right now. I'll let you know if that works. Amazon does have good customer service. They seem to say they're going to issue the refund. I just hope that they don't freak out when they get the refund or they get the shipment back and they're like, they open it up. Hey, this isn't a graphics card. This is a USB cable. I'm like, I know. That's what the vendor shipped me. They're scammers. Anyway, Amazon has already disabled those two vendors, I've noticed. And they did escalate it to, you know, fraud levels or whatever. But I still don't have my money back, so I'm out thousands of dollars on these cards. And unfortunately, it's a setback because I was going to use those to generate audio for the full-length audiobooks. I mean, I've got a bunch of other cards and a bunch of other workstations, but they're busy. They're working on science papers and book normalization and things like that. So here's what I want to share with you. This is the practical side of this. It turns out that the Qwen 3 text-to-speech engine doesn't need a very sophisticated graphics card. it runs at a shockingly small amount of graphics card memory, as little as 6 gigs or even 7 gigs, something like that. So you can run it on much smaller cards. And if you do the math, if you're looking for a card right now that's sort of the best deal of high-end cards, it's not the 5090, it's the 5080. The 5080 cards have 16 gigs of RAM, and their MSRP is $1,000. The street price is about $1,400. But the 5090 is only 27% faster. And the 5090 costs 3 times as much. So don't buy the 5090 now that they're $4,500 and going higher. Your best bet is to buy the 5080 with 16 gigs of RAM, and you can run, or even something smaller. You can buy the 5070s even cheaper, like 12 gigs of RAM. You can run the Qwen text-to-speech engine on a 12-gig card, probably even an 8-gig card, although I haven't tried that. But I imagine you can. And what I'm getting is that to generate 1 minute of audio takes about 6 minutes of processing time, 6-to-1 ratio. So you can see the conundrum here. If I want to generate an audiobook for you that is 10 hours of audio, that's going to take me 60 hours of a workstation using a graphics card. Seriously, 60 hours. Now, not every book is 10 hours. Most books are more like, you know, maybe 4 hours. But still, that's a whole day for a machine. So I can have one machine with one card churn out one audiobook per day, basically, is where we're at. So if I get multiple machines doing this, you know, obviously maybe I can produce 5 or 10 books a day by stealing machines from some of the other tasks. And that's what I intend to do. So my goal is to be generating 5 or 10 audiobooks a day and make them available for you free of charge. And that's not very far away at this point, because I have already been using this audio engine to produce audio article content. And one of the things that you are about to see, which is really cool, and the first site that will try this is natural.news, okay? So not naturalnews.com, but natural.news. We will switch that over to our new site template that has new articles, and every article has audio. So you can click play to listen to the article. And that article audio has been generated by these cards that I'm talking about, the GPUs. So that's coming. I will keep you posted. Continue to use the book engine, and full-length audiobooks are coming at brightlearn.ai, or if you want to see all the books that already exist, go to books.brightlearn.ai, and be sure to use our AI answer engine, our deep research engine, at brightanswers.ai. And thank you for listening. Take care.